The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Cruise Radio is brought to you in part by TripInsurance.com. Travel insurance done right by the people who know travel insurance. Get a quote today at TripInsurance.com.
Broadcasting from the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida.
This is
Cruise Radio.
Hey, what's up? My name is Doug Parker. Thank you so much for making Cruise Radio part of your day. Very happy to have you here. Don't forget cruise news and cruise tips at cruiseradio.net. Also, our Facebook page, facebook.com/cruiseradio. Last week, we did a review of Carnival Sensation, and a listener asked, where is a good place to stay if you're cruising out of Port Canaveral? So on the line, we have Joe Panacki. He is the general manager of Radisson Resort at the Port. So we'll get information about that property in just a couple of seconds. But also, later on in the program, we'll get a review of Carnival Conquest from listener Swapna. She just did an 8-night or 7-night Eastern Caribbean cruise on Conquest out of Port Everglades. So looking forward to that. But first, we have general manager of Radisson Resort at the Port on the line to talk to us all about the hotel down there, right there by the cruise pier. So cool stuff there. How's it going, Joe?
I'm doing excellent. It's a great day here in Port Canaveral.
I got to say, Joe, before we get to the actual property itself, something pretty exciting is about to happen down there.
We have a GPS launch coming up in about 3 minutes. United Launch Alliance putting up a Delta rocket.
Nice. So is that like perfect viewing from your property?
One of the best spots to view a launch is right out in front of the hotel itself. Just about as close as you can get to Kennedy Space Center without a special pass.
Very cool. So let's talk about exactly where the property is located, because I passed it the other day when I was down there going to the boat ramp. So for the folks listening and who may not be sure, where exactly is Radisson Resort at the Port located?
From the main entrance of Port Canaveral, we're a half mile south.
Okay.
And once you get into Port Canaveral, then you've got options for your terminals, depending on what ship you're on.
And now I understand you are primarily a cruise port property, or a pre-cruise and post-cruise hotel. So talk to us about what kind of specials you offer for cruise passengers, and how should people, you know, book this package?
The best place to get information about this hotel and what we're doing with the cruise passengers is to go to our radisson.com/Cape Canaveral FL website. And we've got all kinds of information, because we understand that for a lot of people, this becomes complicated, putting the family together to get transportation down here and transportation from the airport sometimes, and then shuttles to the ship and back, and making sure that they've got their passports and everything else. So we know it's a pretty complicated affair for most people, and so we have been doing this stuff for a very long time now, for about the last 20 years. And so we've got a lot of things that can assist people as far as making sure that we have all the information here on property that they need to get on their ships. So we do have cruise and park and cruise and fly packages that bundle some of these things that make it a little bit easier. So we include the shuttle rides, we include the airport transportation in some of these packages, we include breakfast, and so we have those options available on our website.
I will say, being a kid at heart, I love your pool there. It's so cool. If you stay at the property part of this package, is all the amenities included? Like, can guests do anything on your property?
You get access to everything that we have on the property, the business center, the fitness center, our freeform, waterfall, pool, the tiki bar, the tiki deck. We have a guest laundry, and many people utilize that to take care of some last-minute laundry before they get on the ship.
Very good.
We have a full-service three-meal-a-day restaurant that offers breakfast, lunch, and dinner, kind of on a bistro-type idea. Nothing fancy, just good fast food here.
If families wanted to maybe dine outside of the resort, are there restaurants nearby?
As a matter of fact, I just have to tell you that the rocket is just taking off.
Okay.
And so it's launch on schedule, and it all looks good. So I'm sorry. And yes, we
no
have
worries.
A number of restaurants from fast foods to more formal dining within walking distance of the hotel. So a lot of people choose to do that. And certainly that's everybody's option.
Are you still looking at the shuttle right now?
I'm still watching it. Yes.
Yeah. Describe to us what you're seeing.
What you see here, and it's probably the best thing, just over the treetops, you see the fireball.
Mm-hmm.
And for about 7 or 8 seconds, you watch that fireball rise in the sky. And, okay, now we're starting to hear the launch rumble because this thing makes quite a bit of noise. 10 seconds into the launch, and it is now your head is cocked up at about a 45-degree angle, and you can see the boosters peel away from the main rocket, and off it goes.
Nice. I'm glad we got to experience that. That is so cool. That's awesome. Which brings us to our next question here, Joe. I know we have NASA, which you're watching right now, but are there any other attractions nearby that cruise passengers can take advantage of?
Just west of the hotel is the Indian River. This is where many of the manatees migrate to, and they seem to huddle around a certain spot that is less than a half a mile from the hotel, a very nice walk through a residential neighborhood. Going east of the hotel, we're not on the ocean. However, it's about a mile and a quarter, and again, that's a very nice walk or a short drive that takes you to a public beach area that is parking and restrooms and boardwalks. So you have the beach, you have the wildlife, you have Kennedy Space Center, and then we have the world-famous Ron John's Surf Shop, and right next to that is the Cocoa Beach Surf Company.
So how often do your shuttles run to and from the cruise terminals, and do they cover both embarkation and disembarkation?
Generally, the earliest that the port allows us to the terminals to pick up passengers getting off of the cruise ship, they generally start about 6 o'clock in the morning, depending on the actual schedule of the cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have approximately 35 vehicles that we use to pick people up from the ships and take people to the ships. We schedule that when the ship docks, and we are making continuous runs to pick up people from the cruise ship. And then we start taking people over to the ships generally about 10:30, and that's when they start allowing us to bring people to the ships. And so we schedule that from the hotel for every half hour until we've got everybody out of here. One of the benefits of booking a cruise and park or cruise package is that we do let people call the hotel directly as soon as they have booked that package and make their shuttle reservations. Folks that don't book a cruise package, we do have them wait until the day of that they arrive here.
Hmm. What if you were not booking a cruise package at the Radisson Resort at the port, would you be paying extra to keep your car there and extra for the shuttle?
We do have off-site parking available for people that are not staying with us. And it is adjacent to the hotel. It's a fenced parking area, and so many people are opting to that. Currently, we're charging $8.95 a day for parking. The port currently is charging $15
mm-hmm.
a day to park.
Okay, that's a good deal regardless then, yeah.
Try to make this clear to all of our cruise passengers, just park with us, that we're not really saving them any money. They just get to spend it on the ship and have a little more fun.
Yeah, there you go. Not a bad deal, though, any way you look at it there. So, Joe, in closing here, do you have any insider tips for folks cruising or visiting Port Canaveral?
We see a lot of first-time cruisers here,
mm-hmm.
and I've cruised a number of times myself. And my biggest advice is to take your time getting to the ship. Many times people think they want to be right at the cruise terminal, you know, as soon as it opens. However, most of us know that have cruised before that you might get there, but you're going to wait there. And
mm-hmm.
I'd much rather wait at the tiki bar at our pool. And so getting over to the ship, it's probably about the best time to do that is about 12:30 or 1 o'clock
okay.
instead of the first thing.
Very good. Well, we've been talking with General Manager of Radisson Resort at the Port, Joe Panacki. Joe, if we want to find out more information about the property, where can we find your hotel directly?
If you go to radisson.com, R-A-D-I-S-S-O-N.com, and search for Cape Canaveral or Port Canaveral, and we'll pop up, and we've got plenty of information. And you can, of course, always call us if anybody's got specific questions.
Very good. We'll also link to that in the show notes at cruiseradio.net. Joe, my friend, thanks for being on the show this evening.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
This is Cruise Radio.
A big question we get at Cruise Radio is, how do I know if I need trip insurance? Simple answer. If you're getting on a plane, taking a road trip, or getting on a cruise ship, you need to have travel insurance. Hey, it's Doug Parker from my friends at TripInsurance.com. Not only does TripInsurance.com protect your vacation investment, but it also gives you a peace of mind in case anything were to go wrong on your trip. How do they do it? They offer three different types of trip insurance policies. Good, better, and best. One policy for every vacation budget. But it doesn't just stop there. They're up to 40% lower when you shop around on other comparison sites. Plus, TripInsurance.com offers 24-hour customer support before, during, and after your trip, online claims assistance, and travel alerts to let you know what's going on at your destination. But find out for yourself. Check out TripInsurance.com.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Radio Channel, or go to iTunes and search Cruise Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
We always enjoy getting your cruise reviews here on the show. If you have one you'd like to share, just email comments at cruiseradio.net. Swapna is on the line. She just got back from an 8-night Eastern Caribbean sailing out of Fort Lauderdale aboard Carnival Conquest, and she joins us this evening. How are you doing, Swapna?
Hey, Doug. I'm doing really well. How are you?
Good. Thanks for asking. So before we get onto the ship itself, let's talk about embarkation. How was the embarkation process for you out of Fort Lauderdale?
The embarkation process was actually very easy. I am fortunate to be a platinum guest on Carnival, so I was in the VIP check-in area, which was very smooth, and it wasn't a long line. I was done with embarkation within 15 to 20 minutes and on the ship.
Nice. Very nice. Not bad at all. So once you got on the ship, what were your first impressions of Carnival Conquest?
I actually really liked it. I haven't been on the Conquest in quite a while, but they've done a lot of the enhancements and upgrades that they did for Funship 2.0. Mm-hmm. So the Lido deck has been completely revamped. They have the Blue Iguana Cantina. They had Red Rock Pub. So it was pretty cool to see all of the changes and updates that they did on the ship.
Nice. So you make it through the atrium and head to your stateroom. So first off, what kind of stateroom did you have, and what were your impressions of it?
I was in an interior stateroom. I was on deck 8, so it was actually nice to be a little bit higher up. And I was also in a modified cabin. So the cabin itself was really spacious. The bathroom was huge. The shower was very large. So it was a nice accommodation and very spacious for myself.
When you say modified, is that like an accessible cabin?
Yeah.
Okay. Very
it's
nice.
It's handicap accessible.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay, cool. So let's talk about food on Carnival Conquest, because you said the ship underwent Funship 2.0. So let's start at the Lido deck area and work our way down. So what do you think of like the buffet food and all that?
The buffet was really good. I actually spent most of my days at the Blue Iguana Cantina because of the salsa bar and the hot sauce, which I am a huge fan of. So that was really cool. And then also Guy's Burger Joint was up there, so I did have a chance to have a burger, and it was delicious. The buffet itself was really good. They had a lot of selections. They had a really great dessert area. So Lido itself had a lot of options, and it was all really good.
How many burgers did you have on your 8-night cruise? Honestly, come on, honestly.
I had 5 burgers.
Wow. Hey, you're halfway to my point. I did 9 on a 7-night.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. And I gained 11 pounds.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's talk about the main dining room. How was that?
It was really good. I actually ate in the dining room every night, which I have not done on a cruise before. So I really liked it because there was the standard menu that they have every day, and then they also have all the other options. So I like to try different things every night, and I would order on average at least 2 main courses every night.
Very nice. Did you do the steakhouse at all?
I did. I did the steakhouse one night, also really good. Good wine, good food, and it was really just a nice, quiet getaway from the dining room every night.
So. Cool. Is the taste bar on Carnival Conquest?
Yes, the taste bar was there. What was really cool is that I actually saw it open, because a lot of the times, anytime I walk by taste bar, it is closed or we're in port. So I was able to actually check out taste bar a couple of the nights, and they featured some really good stuff in the restaurants on board. And then they also gave us some options for things that were not on the ship, but we got to taste and get an idea of what's on the other ships.
Yeah, what kind of food would you find at the taste bar?
So they did, they would do a sample from like the steakhouse one night. They did a sample from Blue Iguana. So they gave you like tortilla soup and a little mini quesadilla. So they kind of did like bits and pieces from all the different restaurants on the ship.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice.
Which was cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very good. You were mentioning that the ship has underwent Carnival's Funship 2.0. So that means it has Playlist Productions. So with that said, how was the entertainment on board for you?
It was also really good. There was different shows every night, and also they had Punchliner, which was fun. So they do the adults only, which is kind of after hours. So I did have a chance to check that out. And then with the entertainment, as far as playlists, was also really neat. They had different shows almost every night.
Nice. Did you play trivia this cruise?
I didn't. No. I didn't play trivia, but I would walk by it. So they were doing trivia in the atrium every afternoon. It looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah,
so
I'm sure. Yeah.
People were really getting into it, yeah.
I know how much you love that stick on the ship there, so I'm surprised you didn't play this time. Let's talk about the Carnival Conquest on your days at sea, because one thing that really defines a cruise ship is how it behaves at sea as far as passenger flow and congestion and all that. So how was it at sea with all those people on Carnival Conquest?
So interestingly enough, the first 2 days of the cruise were fun days at sea, so I was interested to see how people were interacting and what the different areas in the ship as far as crowdedness went, and it really didn't feel that crowded. It was very spread out. People were in the shops, people were in the casino, a lot of people were playing the games that were going on in the atrium. So in general, it never really felt like any one place was very congested. Also, the pools were open and people were hanging out at the bars. So it was a pretty good spread across the ship on those days at sea.
How was the Serenity area?
Serenity, there is actually no Serenity on Carnival Conquest.
Okay, I didn't do my research on that one. Sure. So now next question then. On this 8-night sailing, you hit a few ports. So what ports did you hit first off?
So the first stop was in St. Martin. Mm-hmm. The second day we were in St. Kitts. Then we were in San Juan. And the last stop was in Grand Cayman.
Out of all those ports, which one was your favorite?
I would have to say St. Martin was my favorite.
What'd you do there?
Followed by a close second to Grand Turk. St. Martin, we went to Maho Beach, mm-hmm. and we got to experience the airport, which is right next to the beach. So we saw planes landing over us while we were in the water, which was really, really cool.
What was that experience like being there in first person?
It's really neat because I've actually had this on my bucket list for quite a while. So it was easy to get there. It was about a 30-minute drive, and we caught this cab right outside of the cruise terminal. Mm-hmm. And being in the water and the excitement and everybody kind of screaming and yelling when the planes were landing was really cool to be there and experience it firsthand.
Nice. And you said you also went to Grand Turk. What'd you do there?
There, it's very lively there. I would say it reminds me a little bit of spring break, but, like adult spring break, I guess. They have Margaritaville there, and then they also have the beach. What's interesting about the beach is that it's really close to where the ships actually park. So when you're in the water, you feel like you're 50 feet from the ship, and it's like right there. So it was pretty neat. It was pretty cool. And a lot of the passengers and guests that were around were all from Carnival. So there was definitely that unity amongst everybody that was there.
How many ships were in port that day?
There was two. So it was Carnival Splendor and Carnival Conquest.
Nice. Did you make it down to Jack Shack down the beach, or did you hang out at the Carnival area?
I didn't. I didn't make it down there. I've heard a lot about it, but I was not able to get there this time.
Very nice. So you head back to Fort Lauderdale to wrap up your 8-day cruise. So how was your last sea day back?
It was fun. It was kind of a... It was nice to have that last day to relax and just enjoy the ship and lay low before we came back to reality. So it was actually a lot of fun. It was just a very low-key day.
Nice. And in closing here, do you have any first-time tips for somebody who may be sailing Carnival Conquest?
First-time tips. I would definitely recommend trying to eat at every place on the ship if possible, because there is so much food to eat. So that would be my number one recommendation. Number two is definitely check out the shows, either Punchline or Comedy Club, or to make it to the Playlist Productions, because those are also a lot of fun and action-packed. So those would be my two biggest tips if you sail on Conquest.
Very nice. We've been talking with Swapna from South Florida. She just returned on an 8-night Eastern Caribbean sailing aboard Carnival Conquest out of Fort Lauderdale. Swapna, my dear, great talking to you, and thanks for being on the show.
You too. Thanks, Doug.
Before you book your next cruise, make sure you're not missing out. You can get yourself up to $100 in onboard credit, matching the cruise line's onboard credit, just by booking through Enchanted Memories Travel. If you want to find out more about Enchanted Memories Travel, just check out cruiseradio.net. There are links there on the upper right-hand side.
Cruise Radio is produced weekly at the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Hear Cruise Radio on iHeartRadio, the Stitcher Radio Network, Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, or at cruiseradio.net. For sales and marketing opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.